Hello, I'm Randall Pickens. I'll be your host today on Seeds of Faith Ministries blog. I want to speak to you about a subject I've titled Great Shaking to Come. The image I chose to feature in this article reveals the fault lines of the Middle East. As they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. These faults are very active, and seismic predictions suggest those faults, represented by the color red, could shift any time in the near future. We've seen major movements in 2022 as well as 23 in Turkey, Cyprus, Syria, most recently in Syria, but also in Iran. Statistically, 541 earthquakes with magnitudes smaller than 3 and 72 earthquakes with magnitudes between 3 to 6.3 have occurred in Iran this year, according to the Seismological Networks of the Institute of Geophysics of the University of Tehran. I know the IDF has made it clear they will not allow their enemies to become a nuclear power. They have already made good on this promise regarding Iraq's Tammuz nuclear plant. They've made it known they will not allow an Iranian nuclear facility to threaten Israel. My point here is that the IDF may not be the source of Iran's nuclear demise. God has already planned the destruction of Elam, located in what we would refer to as current-day Iranian territory. To see more about this Elam prophecy, I've added a link and provided at the end of this article. I'd suggest you listen to that article. Jeremiah 49:39 says, "But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, saith the Lord." Many of these faults are recorded in biblical accounts throughout history and past and future prophecies to come. Earthquakes have always been a sign of judgments on nations and continue to be a weapon used by God in prophecy to shake things up with Israel and her enemies. Amos 1:1 and Zechariah 14:5 are accounts of great earthquakes that seriously damaged Jerusalem during the reign of King Uzziah of Judah. And again, 200 years later, was prophesied to occur on the day of the Lord in Zechariah chapter 14. The root cause of the 760 BC quake was judgment on Israel and King Uzziah for his unlawful attempt to function as both king and high priest, clearly in violation of God's law. See 2 Chronicles 26:16. Archaeologists have proven the reality of this earthquake and estimate its strength to have been 2.2 on the Richter scale. The quakes of Ezekiel and Revelation are yet to come and will deal with Israel's enemies, Gog and the beast of the Antichrist. Jesus also mentions these earthquakes in his Olivet Discourse. The Israeli Defense Force, we refer to as the IDF, is renowned throughout the world due to their performance in the frequent wars since their rebirth in 1948. Of course, how could we ever forget the numerous miraculous victories throughout history of the armies of Israel? The IDF is no doubt a fierce fighting force in the face of overwhelming odds, and among all of its many enemies. Since 1948, the rallying cry and promise to their citizens and ancestors of the Holocaust purports the expression, "Never again." Never again is Israel's solemn promise to 6 million murdered Jews, brothers and sisters who never lived to see a reborn, free, and powerful Jewish nation. One can hardly blame them for such an emotional commitment to their people and the assistance of their homeland. By man's assessment, they are truly a formidable force. They have rightfully earned that reputation. However, I would remind them and the world, it is not the IDF they need to fear. God is the protectorate of Israel. We know that the day will come again when evil will unite in yet a final attempt to annihilate the Jews and their nation. We also know that it will not be the IDF that will thwart the efforts of her enemies to make good on these threats. I've included a map for those who are watching this article. Note the location of the major faults surrounding Israel and that transverse the length of the Jordan Valley. One can see clearly how these faults have and will again play major roles in the fulfillment of the judgments of God. Note that these faults will be used to stop Gog and the Antichrist. These faults will be used to judge the enemies of Israel, Turkey, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Iran. You can just see the finger of God encircling Israel and Jerusalem specifically, when the Mount of Olives will split from the east to the west. God has made it clear. He alone will be the salvation of the Jews in Israel. Ezekiel 38, verse 19 through 23 tells us, "For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." Calling attention again to the great shaking map that I included, pay particular attention to the nations where these extreme faults exist, and then consider the biblical prophetic judgments to come on them because of their hatred for Israel. Also, keep in mind that these faults are commonly associated with volcanic activity, too. I've included a map of the volcanic presence in the Middle East, So note the relationship of faults and volcanic presence in the Middle East. Then when we read of the judgments to come, it's easy to see how God will fulfill these prophecies. It's not that God needs these natural faults and volcanoes, but it just makes sense. He knows of them and certainly might use them for his purpose. I would draw attention to the fact that these faults and volcanoes exist in regions of the Middle East where dams and nuclear facilities have been carelessly placed. How would you like to live in these regions where an earthquake could easily damage or destroy a dam or a nuclear facility? In the case of Iran, I could see an earthquake being the event spoken of in Jeremiah 49 that would result in refugees being scattered throughout all the nations of the world. Pay attention, Elam is located in old Persian and Iranian regions and may well be a reference to God's judgment on Iran. Jeremiah 49:35 tells us, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And upon Elam I will bring the four winds and from the four quarters of the heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds. And there shall be no nation, whether the outcasts of Elam shall not come." See more about this Elam-Iran prophecy. I've included a link to another article. I strongly suggest you read it. Jesus mentions these many events to occur in his Olivet Discourse, so we can be assured they will come and the world will notice. These are signs and the sources of judgments to come. Count on it. Selah.